This is Barbara Gibdy, and I am your host of the Financial Podcast, and I'm also a CFP, which stands for a Certified Financial Planner. And I am here today with my guest, Trish. And so, Trish, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you work, how much you make, how old you are, maybe.
Yeah. So I'm 26, and I work at Major League Baseball in ad operations. So I'm an ad ops coordinator, and basically just putting ads on team sites.
Okay.
I do it for NHL, all MLB teams, for PGA Tour Live, and my income is around like $64,000. Actually, I just realized that's what was on my W-2. So,
okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I've started at $62,000, and I've sort of just like gotten slight raises.
Okay.
So
when did you start there?
I started in May 2016.
Okay, good. So you're coming up on your 2-year anniversary.
Yes.
And so they gave you a raise last year.
Yeah, and I think it was only like...
Was it cost of living or something?
Like an 8,000 or the 8% increase.
Oh, that's good. That's more than cost of living. Do you know what cost of living is?
Nope.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So cost of living is, the concept is, so every year when you buy something, the cost goes up. So for instance, if you were to buy milk last year, milk this year will be a little bit more, and so forth.
Yeah.
So if you don't get a raise, then in 10 years your salary isn't worth the same goods and services.
Yeah.
So typically employers, if they don't give a raise or if they wait, they'll give you a cost of living adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
And so that averages, inflation's like 3-4% historically. I think if you look from, this is really like a lot of numbers, from like 1975 on. So typically, so that's more than a cost of living adjustment. So coming up, you're going to be getting hopefully another raise because this will be 2 years.
Yeah. And so our review system changed. So I think I got my review in like January, February 2017. And that's when they were like, oh, you're getting like a little bit of a raise. And they were sort of like wanted me to get like a different title because I am working like solely on, like I manage, like do all the PGA work.
Oh, okay.
It's like just my
That's
responsibility.
Just you.
And they're like, oh, we want to like ask for a raise, but like,
oh, to do that, they have to give you a different title or something.
Yeah, and there was like a lot of like bureaucracy like involved with it. So I just got this like small bump, but they changed our review process. So we haven't even had
We haven't had it yet.
Mm-mm. We had to do like self evaluations that were due in like January, and then we still haven't had our manager evaluations, and so I don't
know.
I haven't asked, like I don't know, but and I had been thinking about that because I was like, I do think I can make like a little more for what I do. I just sort of like ended up like fell into it.
Yeah, did you go to school for this?
No.
Okay.
Like, I went to school for journalism and English.
Okay.
And when I graduated, so I've always been working like on the side as like, I was running a site with one of my friends, actually now ex-friend.
Oh no, but, you went into business with her and it didn't work out?
Yeah, no,
that happens though.
It was like
totally uncommon.
5 years we were working on a site, we were both, she was like the founder and I was the music editor. It was like a music and art site for like women, like non-binary, like identifying artists. And so we would just like write reviews, like interview people, and we did it for 5 years. We never monetized
That's a long time.
Yeah, we never monetized it. We ended up kind of putting more money into it than getting out of it.
It
also became like a weird, like just sort of changed the dynamic of our friendship.
Well, yeah, because then you're working together too.
Yeah. And so we actually went on hiatus a few months ago because we were like, I was sort of running at that point, and I was, like, so stressed about it all the time, and I was, like...
Because you're doing nights and weekends.
Yeah, and, like, doing kind of, like, at work, and, like, trying to, like, while I was working, and, like... It just hit its point where we were, like, we can't really do it. Like, we're not excited about it anymore.
Which makes it hard to do it at the end of the work day or on, like, a Sunday.
Yeah, and it was, like, a thing I kept, like, putting off and off, and I was, like, getting, like, angry at myself for not doing it, and we decided to, like, stop. But that was, like, my sort of, like, hustle.
That was your side hustle, okay.
Yeah, and so I was working in PR right after college, and then like hated it. Also, it was like around like I only like worked right over here for like my first 3 jobs. But
oh, really? Yeah, there's a lot of companies right over here where we're recording.
It was like 26 in Broadway, but I had a friend who's also he was doing like more. I forget what his role. It was more like a salesy role.
Okay.
At this company, Vindico, that does sort of like the in between publishers and ad agencies of like bundling like putting ads into like one
package
like URL sort of for them to like run. And I was like, I don't care, I just need to get out of this job. Interviewed there, actually like did not get the job, but it took like 4 months and then I got hired. And I just sort of stayed. But worked there for a year, and then they closed their New York office. So I got laid off.
That's a bummer.
So I moved to Pop Sugar and then MLB, but always in like this ad ops role. Because I just like know how to do it.
Yeah, and a lot of companies need it.
Everyone needs it, and a lot of people do it. Okay.
So that's a good skill to have.
Yeah, but I'm kind of getting to the point where it's like, I can't really do this.
Okay, you thinking about maybe a career change again?
Yeah, and I think it's like, but I want to figure out a way how to like still use my ad tech skills, but work in something that I more.
Are you not a big sports person? Yeah, I was gonna say I actually worked in baseball. I took a little break from finance and did about a year in baseball, not working for MLB, but working actually for Bloomberg. They did a sports startup, so I know MLB. Yeah, and it's MLBAM now, right?
Yeah, so I work for MLBAM, and then there's, like, BAM Tech.
Yep.
So it's split up, and I think that caused a lot of, like, weird overhaul in the company, but, like, my team wasn't affected.
That's
so, like, who is, we were, like, the umbrella we were under, because it was under marketing for a while, and now it's just, like, not, so there's a lot of, like, we haven't, like, hired anyone, because they were, like, doing hiring freezes, and, like, all this, like, it's also kind of weird working for a huge company and sort of
big
not
company.
Knowing actually what's going on in the company. Mm-hmm. Like, we are sort of like this weird, isolated, like, doesn't affect any of our day to day, really. But it makes it like sort of like weirdly like isolated. And it's like, I don't really know what anyone else does in the company.
Right.
Where it's like, if I ever want to like move.
I was saying, if you wanted to move up or move within the company, you don't really know.
Yeah. And I was like, in my role now, the only, you can just become like a senior coordinator. And then it's like,
is that as far as you go?
Yeah.
Do you know what a senior coordinator is?
No, I don't even know, like, my salary compared to my coworkers. And,
oh,
like,
really?
I'm, like, very good friends with, like, the other girl on my team. She was hired 6 months, 6 months before I was. And I don't even know if, like...
It's comparable?
I think it is.
It's so funny because no one ever talks about their finances, which is the whole reason we're doing the podcast, even though we're disguising names.
And I've always, like, wanted to ask because I'm like, do you make the same amount? Like, did we get the same offer? Like,
and it's awkward to ask because some people are offended about it. Mm-hmm. I always ask people, and my mom was always like, you need to stop doing that.
But, like, I
want to just know. I don't care. Like, if they're making more, then maybe I realize there's more money to be had.
Exactly.
And I've always, like, been super aggressive about asking for raises, and my sister... It's like, you can't just do that in every industry. Like, you could do it in finance. I'm like, I disagree. The worst thing they say is no.
Yeah, and that's why I've always been, like, sort of, like, it being in my mind, like, I've only stayed at a job for a year until MLB, so I never really, like...
This is your first longer position.
Yeah, so I've never had, really, the opportunity. I've only, like, asked where I was, like, my raise would have been what I've been asking, like, when I would switch jobs.
Got it. And that's another, like, so if you are thinking about leaving, another good time to increase your salary is when you leave.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go to another position, it's always good. And also to take into consideration benefits. So if you go, because this is a big company, so you probably have good benefits.
That's the thing. I have really good, I don't pay for my health.
Oh my gosh. I was going to ask, so do you?
And I like use it like crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I cost Blue Cross Blue Shield so
and
much
that is,
money.
Oh my God, that's a great plan. Is it the Blue Cross Blue Shield PPO?
Yeah.
That's a really, it's a really expensive plan.
And it's like my mom works in health insurance. She works like, so I'm from like right outside Princeton, New Jersey.
Okay.
And so my mom works for Princeton Public Schools as like she handles all like the health benefits.
Okay.
So she's really like knowledge, it's just so helpful. Like she's really like has a lot of knowledge about it and it's like has helped me be like, well, that plan's like not great. I was like using hers till I was like 26.
Okay.
Even with like the when I was using it, like because her plan was just better.
Right. And if you can stay on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just got off of it then, but she was like, when you get off, like, if you're at MLB, like, you have really your health insurance.
That's good, because health insurance can be overwhelming, because there's so many different components of it, and how does it work?
And, like, another thing that I think, like, nobody is educated on, even when they have it, is, like, they don't take advantage, and I'm, like, no, like, I'm in physical therapy right now, like, I go to, like, because I have, like, pelvic floor issues, like, whatever, my body's, like, a trash can, so I'm not, like... but I was like, I'm going to like, and I also like go to therapy, and I go to a psychiatrist, I go to like a dermatologist, like
you should take advantage of all
of
it. Yeah. I know there's a lot of people that pay for the health insurance and then don't use it. And I totally agree. If you have it.
Or like people who think it's not something that like is worth paying for. And like,
and you can get away with not paying for it. I've met people who do it. It's very, very risky because you do one trip to the hospital and
like
you could,
that, like,
it could be 50, 60 upwards thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
You know, get hit by a cat or something. Oh, and just for the listeners, we're in New York City this time for our podcast. We like to differentiate if you live in the city versus if you live out of the city.
Okay.
Just because, yeah, so you know, the cost is so different here.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was looking at apartments as
my friend. Oh, yeah. So you had told me before you came on the podcast that you were looking to move. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so wait, let's go over your, what are your numbers? So we know you're making about $64,000. Mm-hmm. Do you know about what you take home monthly? Like, or every, you get paid every 2 weeks?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So my paycheck is around like
$1,800. Okay.
And so I get paid on the 1st and the 15th.
Oh, so the 1st and the 15th, not every 2 weeks. So not every other Friday.
No, no, it's like
first,
just like.
1st and 15th. So the big difference with that is, so that's actually 24 pay periods rather than 26.
Okay.
So Potter and I were talking about this, who's diligently recording us right now. We were talking about this. And if you get paid every 2 weeks, it's every other Friday usually that you get paid, mm-hmm. which actually works out to be 26 pay periods. So can I quote Potter? He's like, yeah, I get that free money for those other two paychecks that I don't expect. So it's different than the 1st and the 15th.
And it does, like, make a difference.
It does like, make a difference. Like, budgeting-wise, like, it's different. So you get you do about $3,600 a month.
Okay. But it's like, if you get paid, like, too early, I always find myself sort of, like, struggling with stretches.
Yeah.
Like, because right, you get paid, like, it feels good when you get paid, like, the 1st, like, 13th, because it's, like, the 15th, like, a Sunday, but then I'm, like, at the end of the month, like, how do I get to the rest of the month?
Yeah, if it's, like, a 31-day month, yeah.
Yeah, and so I tried to, I actually had a pretty, also think none of my friends have a savings account. I have, like, $10,000
in awesome.
Savings right now.
That's
and,
really
like,
good.
$6,000 something in my 401k.
Okay, so I was going to ask you about your 401k. Yeah. So, all right, so let's go. You're usually the biggest bill here in the city is rent.
Yeah.
How is rent?
My rent is $1,030, and so I've lived
That's
in
the... not bad at all.
No, and so I lived in my apartment for almost 4 years. It was $975 until, like, recently. He, like, upped it. Like,
okay.
My landlord's, like, also insane. Just was like, yeah, you're paying an extra $100 in, like, 2018. Bye. Like, I'm like, okay. So that's actually, I'm kind of leaving because I'm sort of, like, done with my, like...
With your landlord. Are you living with a roommate right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have, like, a good apartment. Like, I live in, like, a nice area of, like, Ridgewood, which is, like, right after I moved that started being, like, more up and coming.
Okay, and that's it? That's in Brooklyn?
It's technically in Queens, but it's, like, 4 blocks from Brooklyn.
Oh, it's 4 blocks from
Brooklyn. But, yeah, and it's, like, I have a huge room, but I'm in a railroad, so I'm, like, the last room.
The last, so someone has to walk, you have to walk through someone's room to get to your
And
room.
I just walk around, because it's, like, only a 4-apartment building, so it's only, there's, like, one apartment next to us.
Okay.
And, like, I'm always, like, friendly with them,
with
but
them. Okay.
I just, like, walk outside so I don't, like, disturb whoever is in the middle room.
Yep. So you have an extra, you can get into your bedroom without going through the middle room.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
But I'm also sort of, like, over being so disconnected from, like, my apartment, my...
You have a different living style.
Yeah, and she's, like, a cat. I, like, hate the cat.
Oh, you have a cat?
Yeah. And
I'm so allergic to cats, so that would even, I have a hard time with
also a thing where it's, like, my rent is low, but I put, like, somewhere from the apartment, and it doesn't feel like it's, like, or just,
like,
not, like, so, but, like, over the years, just sort of, like, replacing everything that's, like, or just, like, my shower curtain, and, like, like,
stuff like that.
The thing, and it's, like, I've become sort of the, like, I've lived there for 4 years, but, like, the roommates have changed, so it's, like, my apartment, so I feel like I have to take care of everything, and, like, when something's broken, I have to call to fix it, like...
So you're kind of running the apartment.
Yeah.
And the roommates are changing, but you're staying.
Yeah, and I'm sort of over
that. Because that's, like, another job.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're thinking of moving...
Yeah, April 1st.
Oh, so, okay, so soon. Wait, April 1st is, like, at the end of the month, like, less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, so I've been looking, basically, for, like, a few months. I have a friend that I'm moving in with, but, like, nothing was ever, like, for the April, like, that's when we kind of, like, had said it.
Okay.
And we had known for, like, a few months that's what we were doing. She's going through, like, a very long running breakup.
It's, like, oh, gosh. Wait, a long time to break up?
Like, a breakup that started in, like, October. And
really?
Like, they just started, like, in a one-bedroom.
Oh, gosh.
And so he finally moved out recently. Okay. Like, they were, like, coexisting when I, like,
that sounds horrible.
Like,
it sounds, like, so bad for your, like, mental well-being.
Yeah. I think she's, like, suffering a bit from it, and they were dating for like 10 years. Like,
oh my gosh,
yeah, it was like a whole other
other podcast,
yeah.
Okay,
but so we're moving in together. She also is much, I don't know how much I think she makes around like 40,000.
Okay,
I assume between 40 and 50, just based on like, but she gets like some more financial help from her parents.
From her parents,
I should say. My parents like pay my phone bill,
okay,
And my mom pays half my student loan. It's like I pay $300 a month and she pays $150. I pay $150.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so let's get into what do you think your budget is going forward for the new apartment?
Well, I think for the new apartment, because I'm going to have to pay more, it's like kind of that not. Like,
right, because you make more than your roommate.
Or like even just like any apartment. The ones that are like my apartment's $1,950 right now.
Okay.
We can't really find anything that's like suitable for like our light. Like being 26, like this is a part we're going to live in for a few years. Like yeah. We're getting older. I'm not living in an area that's like not safe.
Oh, absolutely. Or
like far from a train. And I also need like generally the same amount of space I have now. Yeah.
Okay.
I just know it's not realistic. Like I'm not finding anything under 2,000. So I'm probably going to end up paying closer to like 1,200.
That's not bad. That's like, because the way you kind of think about it is if your first paycheck of the month covers rent, student loan payments,
yeah.
savings, you get the kind of all that squared away with your first
yeah.
check, and then your second check could be for the rest of it.
The second check is like my like fun
money.
Like,
yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, good.
And so I was putting away basically like whatever was left over after 1,000, mm-hmm. like I put the rest just into my savings.
And that's where you came up. That's where you saved 10,000.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And so I had up to like 13,000 last year, but also the second half of last year, I like went to, I traveled a lot more than I normally do.
Okay.
Like, so I went to like the Southwest over the summer and I went to like Mexico in September.
Wait, where'd you go in Mexico?
Tulum.
Oh my gosh. I haven't wanted to go to Tulum so bad. So I'm working on the podcast. I want all the details.
Yeah. Okay. It was really nice.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah. There's just a lot of, like, seaweed right now.
Oh, really?
Like,
oh, well, then I know that.
Like, but, yeah, so my friend, one who's visiting, she lives in Baltimore, my, like, best friend from college. We do, like, a September trip.
Oh, that's so nice and get together and do something.
Yeah, so, like, the year before we went to LA and the year before that we went to Iceland.
Oh, cool.
So I always, like, that trip has always happened, like, the last couple of years, but then, like,
I... So you take that out of your savings.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And so I had a friend visiting from Australia in... June last year, we ended up going to, like, Utah and Arizona together, and I also did that kind of, like, spontaneously, because
okay.
I, like, have the money to.
Yeah, I know you have the money to do it.
And I went to Lisbon and Barcelona over, like, Christmas to New Year's.
Okay.
Because I had that off.
Oh, yeah.
With my office closes, yeah. So I did, I don't know, I feel like earlier this year I was being really, kind of, like, hard on myself for not, like, my savings hadn't, like,
replenished.
Yeah.
Yet.
Since then, also was like, I bought a new computer in like February, so I was like almost $1,000.
Yeah.
But I was like, well, that's like why I have my savings.
No, definitely.
Right now.
And you have time
like,
to build it back up, but moving
is gonna be
an expense,
a drain.
Yeah.
And I'm realistically like I'm gonna start putting money into it in like May or June
once you get settled in the new place. So your big bills are rent. And then you have a student loan payment that you split with your mom. So your mom does $150 and you do $150.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how much you owe about?
I still owe $18,000, which I did not know until today.
Oh, did you look it up? Thank you for doing your homework.
Like, no, I was like, I was like on the way here and I was like, wait, what's my login? Because I haven't. It's like weird where my parents have sort of instilled this like fear of like, they're like, you have to save, like you have to make enough money because like, we wish we could help you more, but we can't.
Yeah.
But also keeping sort of a lot of stuff, like, hidden.
Okay, not disclosing everything.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't actually know how much I have left in loans. And
I sent you an email right before you came, and
I was like, I also just wanted to know, because I'm sort of, like, giving her the money, and I'm, like, taking, and, like, my brother paid off all of his loans. Like,
oh, wow, okay.
He went to Maryland, too, but he makes more money than I do.
Okay.
He lives at home because he works at Bank of America in New
Jersey.
Jersey,
okay. So
he's saving
more.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not like the irresponsible one, but he is definitely like
he's showing you up. Yeah.
And like, we're very close. Like, I love my brother. He's great. But he like texted us, like my family, when he paid it off. And I was like, we'll want to die. Like, I never. And like, my mom's like, I was like, Mom, how much do I love? Like, JK, I don't want to know. And she's like, I always come home and my parents are like, we have to refinance. We have to talk about refinancing. And like, I'm like, ugh, no. And like, but then they're like, it never comes up again. It's like.
They like start out like scaring you a little and then they like.
It's like the first hour I'm home, my mom's like, we need to discuss like refinancing your loans. And then I think she doesn't want me to have to worry about it. So she just doesn't bring it. And I'm like.
So wait, do you know how many loans you have?
I think that's it. Like, I just have student.
Well, do you know if it's like one loan or like a couple loans?
It's two.
Oh, it's two. Good job. Okay.
I did not know that.
Okay, most people just my sister was like one of the cases and she's also one of the guests, and I was like, you have more than one loan, and she's like, no, it's just one payment. I'm like, no, I know it's one payment, but it's multiple loans. And then she went on and checked it and she's like, gosh, why didn't anyone tell me this? And I'm like, yeah, they don't tell you. They make you check it.
One's like 80 a month and the other is like 250.
Okay.
And also my mom like pays it, but she's always like, don't tell your dad. Like
so I think one thing to do, we do a follow-up if you want to do a follow-up, is if you can get me, if your mom takes a screen grab of it.
Yeah, or
we could, or you can show it to me. We can make sure that the money, the way you're attributing the money, so the way it's going in and getting paid makes the most sense. Because maybe when we go through the rest of your finances, maybe you spend a little bit more on the loan. Because if you don't have credit, you don't have no other debt besides your student loan, right?
No, because like I have a 190 balance in like my credit card right now, but I didn't have a credit card until I was 25.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. So I never, because like also a thing where my parents were sort of like, you're gonna go create like. You're going to spend too much on it. So, like, it was never, it wasn't until, like, I was in Florida, maybe I think, like, November 2016, and someone had stolen my, like, my debit card info, I think from, like, an ATM, like.
Oh, they scanned it or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we had to go to Bank of America to, like, get a new card, and, like, my mom was like, well, I guess we can get a credit card, too.
While we're here. And it's good to build credit.
Yeah, so because I was like, I don't know anything about building credit. I don't know how, like, that's also a thing I feel very in the dark about, of like how to use my credit card, sort of. Because I'm like, I don't know if I should be like paying the whole thing off. Like, I know some of my friends who have like gone into like
Credit card debt is scary. So, credit cards typically charge really high interest, they tend to be much higher than a student loan interest, although we do see some student loan interest being like 8 or 9.
Yeah,
credit cards, depending on the type of credit card you have and what your credit score is. Can be much higher. And the ones that are really, really high that people don't ever look at are the store cards.
Yeah.
Like the retail clothing stores and, like, are always really
high. I don't even ever, like, when someone, like, offers it, I'm like, no.
Okay,
like,
good. That's good. Like, because they can be high. And I dealt with a girl and she put a ton of it, she spent a lot at the Gap. And it took forever to pay it off because the interest rate was so high.
Yeah.
She didn't really have the money to pay it off monthly. I like the idea of using credit cards if you pay them off monthly. And I like the idea of using credit cards where you get some sort of reward.
Yeah.
So airline miles or cash back or something like that. And then you pay it off.
Yeah, and it's like, I have cash back.
Okay, good.
But I don't even know. I know, like, it's like every purchase, it's like 10% of it is like
cash back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's worth it. And then just pay it off. If you can pay it off every month, that's a good habit to be in.
And I always try and keep it, like, under, like, 300. Like, it was only when, like, I put my computer, like,
on there, right? And that's a big expense.
Yeah, and it sort of, like, hit. And anytime I travel, I put, like, my flights when I went to Europe, I think around, like, 700. Okay. So I put, like, that all on my credit card. But, like, this was the first month. I only bought my computer, like, a month ago, so I, like, got it back down to, like, 100.
Good.
And I put some stuff on it this weekend. Yeah. So, like.
Yeah, as long as you're, because you want to just make sure you're not getting charged too much interest on it.
Yeah.
And I think, obviously, if there's a month that's tight, then use it and then try and pay it off the following.
Yeah, and it's, like, I always have sort of, like, an income to, like, I'm not really restricted by my income, which is good because I think I, like, don't. Like, I don't really ever buy lunch. Like, I don't,
I was gonna say,
like,
you do, how's it going the rest of the month? Because your rent is pretty reasonable compared to what you're bringing in. So you get that, as we talked about, like, that first check that comes in, you're not using it all on rent, which is nice.
Yeah.
And your mom and dad pay your cell phone bill, right? Okay, so then you have your $150 for your student loan, your utilities.
And I think I said, so I have, like, a
spreadsheet.
Google Doc.
Oh, very, like, nice. Like, oh, my gosh,
I see. Like, yeah. And she,
just so the listeners, so I'm looking at this really cool Google Doc that goes literally, it has every day of the week.
Yeah, I was like,
from the 1st to the 31st, and you have a budget goal, which is awesome, and then you have groceries, fast food, transportation, entertainment, alcohol, health and, this is really in-depth, health and beauty, bills, household items, clothing, other, and then you get a total.
Yeah, I like do a summary.
Wait, so you do you put this in every day?
I do, like, every couple of days.
Okay.
And so she made it. I think I've been doing it for actually almost a year now. I think it starts like March 2017.
Really,
she, like, gave it up after, like, a week, and I got
and
married.
You're like, you got really into
and
it.
And I'm not really someone that, like, ever kept track of this stuff. Like, I'm not really organized, but, like, I don't know, when I turned 25, I'm a Virgo, and, like, the Virgo, like, came out full force. And that's why I like having that to keep track of. And I was like, I noticed it hasn't super influence my spending, but I do like holding myself accountable because there are certain times where I'm like, oh, I'm not putting that purchase in. And then like, I'm like, you have to. Like, but I feel like I end up spending a lot on like drinking. I end up spending a lot on health stuff because even though
I was going to say, so your biggest columns look like health and beauty. Mm-hmm. And then ironically, not food. I would say alcohol.
Yeah. I was like, mostly that I do like, when then I go out to eat, I end up spending like $50 or $100.
Yeah, because it's expensive. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, I won't do it for a long time, but then like yesterday, I didn't update it from this weekend.
Okay.
It's like also like taking cars.
Uber or like taxis or something, right? Yeah. They that quick.
And I'm trying to see, this month I've actually been pretty good, but I think like February, my overall spending was like $3,000. I don't put rent in here, but it was because of that, like
the computer. Yeah. That totally threw you over.
So, and then in December, I think was also high because I travel, like
travel, and sometimes the holidays.
Yeah, and I sort of like that month I had to put sort of like, I put like in red, like you can see is like where it's like stop spending so much. I'm like, it's like a note to myself,
be like don't spend so much on that column.
Yeah.
This is really great. You're probably one of the few people I've met that tracks it so diligently. I know people who track like a monthly budget, but I've never seen it, I don't think, broken down daily. But it's pretty interesting that you've been doing it for a year because you can really kind of see the changes.
Yeah, and I've been able to tell like sort of like when I first started doing it, my spending was a lot less because it was before like I had made these plans to travel. I wasn't like, didn't have to buy anything like huge sort of, and that those were months that's like that was more typical for me, and I was able to put away like $600 a month.
Right. That's great. Like, so it seems like you're doing a really good job because you're keeping track of everything you're spending.
Yeah.
And you seem to keep yourself in check if you go over and then you kind of get like regroup and go back and like, okay, I'm gonna cut out a little bit this month because I went over last month in this area.
Yeah.
And you're saving, so you have the money in savings, and you pick up some side hustles too. Besides that website, you said you also do a couple things on the side.
So I do like I've been like selling my stuff like on like clothes.
Okay.
Sort of online, just because I also spend a lot of money on clothing.
Okay.
That's a big.
So your big luxuries that you spend money on, it sounds like, are travel and clothing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because overall, you're not stressed about your finances.
Not really. It's mostly like stress that I'm not saving enough.
No. Or
like,
okay.
And it's more so like I should be like, I have all these savings. I need to invest it, like, and like get a financial advisor, like someone to help me like
figure this out.
How to like, I'm actually in a pretty good spot compared to like a lot of people I know. But how do I like go further?
How do you get to the next like, spot?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think with your $10,000 in savings, because what your monthly expenses are, I would just keep that in cash.
Yeah.
Because then that way, when you want to take a vacation and it comes up, you can take it from there. And then I like the idea of you trying to replenish it and always keeping about $10,000. And then when you get beyond that is when I would say maybe do something.
Yeah.
And I would actually say, what are you putting in the 401k at work?
I think I'm only putting like 2%. Like very low.
Now, do they have a match at work?
I think they do up to 6%. Like, are they
up to 6%? If you do 6, they do 6?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where you want to save more. Because that's free money.
Yeah.
Like, if I were to, like, stack a couple, like, of hundreds here of, like, what you could get,
I'd
totally be like, oh, I'll take that.
And it's, like, I say, my parents are always, like, you need to put more, you need to put more. Like, and I have a lot of friends who have the 401 option, but don't
put just anything in. And so you're at least putting it in.
And so, I was, like, I do need to, like, increase it.
So here's an easy way to do it. Yeah. So when you're going to go in, hopefully they give you a raise again in Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Put that entire amount in the 401k. Because you're living fine without it.
Yeah.
And your 401k, you'll see it grow faster because now you're going to be putting in more, and you're going to get more from the company. Because if you can get to 6, the company's putting in 6, then you're doing 12% in the 401k, and you have savings on your own, and you're paying off your debt, and you still have money for travel, which is, like, a pretty sweet spot to be in.
Yeah, no, I realize because it's, like, always that sort of, like, mentality where it's, like, but I don't have the money now. So it's, like, if I want to be spending now, what does it matter if it's, like, which is why I think a lot of people I know, like, don't
do participate it. In it. And it's so I'll just give you my example. So when I started at Bloomberg, they had a really good match, and I couldn't afford it to do it. And then my mentor was, like, you can't afford not to because you can never go back in time and get that money.
Yeah.
And that money at 26 will grow to be so much in the future. But you can't say when you're at 30, oh, well, like, can I have that 6% for those 4 years?
Yeah, and I remember, I think I did something, it was so random, probably, like, Pop Sugar, they had someone come in and, like, talk about your 401k mm-hmm. to us, and it's, like, a bunch of girls that were sort of, like, huh, like,
no one's
like,
not,
like, on their phones, but whatever. But then someone did, like, we had, like, they gave examples where I was, like, if you start earlier, like, this is a person who does it, like, 21 versus someone at 30, and it grows, like, so much
it's
more.
It's so much. So the rule, compounding of interest is a very powerful tool, and this mm-hmm. is how powerful it is. Would you rather have $1 million today, like right now, or a penny doubled every day for 31 days?
I thought it was
the second one. That works out to be $10.7 million.
Yeah.
So, like, starting a year earlier, 2 years earlier, or 3 years earlier makes a huge difference over your career, even though it doesn't seem like it. So I would even say when you leave here today, I would go bump it up to, if you try 2%, you won't miss as much of it because you're in such a high tax bracket.
Yeah.
You're single, you're making good income, we're paying federal, state, and local taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes in tax deferred, so you don't lose that entire amount.
Okay.
So, for instance, if you were putting in $100, you're not going to miss $100 out of your paycheck. You're going to miss probably $75 or $70 because you're losing yeah. so much to taxes anyway.
Yeah. And so what if you make, like, a major, like, hit?
It won't be a major hit. So try it, because you can change it as much as you want.
Yeah.
You can double check that in your work plan. Mm-hmm. But go home and try and do 2%. And it won't make that big of a difference in your budget. You can always go in and reduce it.
Yeah.
And then when you get your raise, I would put your raise in there too. Hopefully you'll get a 2 or 4% raise
because mm-hmm.
you're living fine without it. And yeah. then you're getting your full match. So then you go from doing 4%, you're doubling. Every time you put in one, they put in one. It's a fantastic way to grow your money faster.
Yeah, and I've never really, like, thought, I don't know, because I'm, like, happy it's there and I'll mm-hmm. check on it, like, every few months and be like, oh, cool, like, I do. One of my friends just got laid off,
okay.
and she has money in her 401k, and she was sort of, like, she wants to keep just sort of, like, freelancing, sort mm-hmm. of, like, she wants to do, like, design, like, styling stuff,
okay.
and she was like, you know, like, I could always go into my 401k, and I was like,
don't do that.
And, like, my boyfriend is, like, he's 30, and
okay.
he was, like, laid off, like, when we first started dating, which was stressful.
Yeah, very stressful.
Got a new job, also still making less than I do,
okay.
but he, I think, had gone laid off, like, a few years ago.
Okay.
He was working at, like, Stephen Allen, like, in
fashion
stuff.
Okay.
And he did that. He, like, drained his 401k.
He has,
like, credit card debt. And I'm like,
what? And he's like, you need to put him on your spreadsheet. You need to send him that spreadsheet.
I know. And he's, like, so much more. And, but he's, like, aware of it, but he's still.
Like, it's like, leave it in the closet. Like, let's not
talk
about it.
He's like, no, I know I, like, fucked up. Like, but he, yeah, he is, like, in a not.
You always, you don't want to touch the 401k because what you take out today, so if you take out, you get $20,000 today because you're going to pay under 59.5% penalty for touching retirement money. So it's 10% plus taxes. So you're going to lose probably, if you pay 20% in federal taxes and 10%, there's 30% off the bat you lose. It could be higher depending on where you are tax-wise. And if you take it out now at 28, that money could have been worth a couple $100,000 in the future, and instead you took it out and got 20 or 30 or whatever it is, and that would have been worth. Because the way to think about your money is if it makes 7.2% interest, which is depending on where you are, but if that's what it's making compounding, every 10 years your money doubles.
Yeah.
So you're losing all those doubles by taking it out now. And most people that I see that have $1 million or $2 million or $3 million saved in retirement, they did it through their work plan. Very rarely they do it on their own.
Yeah.
It's more common because you're putting it in every pay period. Hopefully your company is giving you a match, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have a long period of time to go, especially at your age.
Yeah, and I was like, I know I'm going to have to make a career shift. Within the next year, I'm kind of like sort of like, I think I'm going to start looking like after baseball season.
After baseball season over, yeah.
After baseball season over. It's too stressful.
It's too stressful, yeah. Month. It's like, such a long season because they're already in spring training and then they go to the fall.
Yeah, and it's like really getting a lot busier now. And then it's like NHL is in season, PGA is in season. Like, it's like gets really crazy in the All-Star game, gets crazy again in the World Series. Super quiet though in like December, January.
Okay.
So I was like, that's when I'm going to start looking. But I was like, I need to be doing something that I'm like more passionate about, but I can't lose out. And I don't really want to like go down and pay it all.
No,
and I need
right.
like good benefits. I need like.
Well, yeah, because if you end up having to think about it, if you go for a job where you don't have as good of benefits, you're not getting a 6% match on your 401k and they're not covering health insurance, you need to make a lot more because you could end up being paying $300 to $400 a month in health insurance.
I end up using it so frequently that I'm like, I can't
it
really
cost you a, it could make a big difference budget wise. So that would be, so my, I think you're doing a really good job. I love the fact that you have the spreadsheet and the fact that you have a side hustle to like help supplement.
Yeah.
I think my biggest suggestion would be I would get in your 401k more because it's money that's available that you just aren't getting.
Yeah.
Even if that means that it's until you get that raise, it's a little bit tighter.
Yeah.
So you could try for, I would like to say 2, but if you want to meet me in the middle, you could up it just 1% for now. And then when you get the raise, I would put that full amount in so you get the full 6% match.
Yeah, and I actually am, like, agree. I'm like, that is a good idea.
You're shaking
like,
the way your head, you're,
like, not, like, because my parents were always like, why are you doing the full thing? Like, you need to put in more, but sort of, like, not explaining why.
It'll make a huge difference. So let's just figure out, we can always do a 6-month, or maybe before you look for a job, we could maybe do a follow-up then.
Yeah.
And just see how that's going. But so they do 6% of your salary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's $3,840.
Like
in your 401k,
extra
money, and if you're doing 6% of your salary in, that would be the same amount. So then, right off the bat, before investment returns, you'd be putting $7,680 in.
Yeah,
which is a great number.
Yeah, so good because it is like it was like me having this like 25. I think I started when I was 24, like 24 mentality, being like, well, I want to spend my money now.
And like, and then when you get that, if you bump yourself up now and get it from now until, like, if you decide to commit to the whole 6, which is a 4% difference, I don't think it's going to feel as bad because of the taxes. And you can always use a little bit of savings to get you there. Mm-hmm. That's a totally fine reason to use with that $10,000.
Yeah, and it's like, I always, like, I'm, like, saving this money, and I'm, like...
Because think about it. Like, you're missing out on, like, that roughly $3,800 the company's going to give you.
Yeah.
So that you have more in cash.
Yeah.
So you could use a little from there to get you to there, cause, and then hopefully you get a raise, because it sounds like they give a raise every year.
Mm-hmm. I think I can ask at least for, like, okay, here's, like, the same amount. Be like, hey, I've been working here 2 years, and, like, I do a good job.
Yeah, if you get a good review, always ask for, it doesn't hurt. If you ask for a raise and they say no, then you're in the same position you were before you went into the meeting.
It's like not,
but if you get it, you're in a much better position.
Yeah, and I could use, but it's, like, I also know that I am comfortable, and it's, like, when I stress about money, a lot of it's, like, more about, like, being mad about not being, like, responsible enough.
You're very responsible. You're
I'm, like, so hard on myself.
You're
like,
very hard on yourself. Yeah. I love that you have a daily spreadsheet.
And I have, like, all these friends who are, like, getting more help from their parents, like, sort of living, like, a lot of my friends live paycheck to paycheck. And I, like, don't, but it's, like, I should feel, like, better about that.
Yeah.
So I'm, like, you open up in savings, like, you don't, like, you should...
You basically no credit card debt, because you could pay that $190 with no problem with your savings.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're living well below in terms of rent. Like, most people spend a lot more on rent.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're doing a good job. I really would challenge you, though, to try and get farther. Even if you do...
Yeah.
I mean, if you could get yourself up to the full 6, I would be thrilled.
Yeah.
If you can't bring yourself to do it, at least get another 2% in there until you get a raise.
And there's, like, a certain things, I think, in my, like, spending, or I know I'm sort of doing it, like, a little, like, flagrantly, that I don't need to be, like, I've definitely cut back on, like, but I also only, like, basically buy, like, used clothing, because I was sort of already,
you're in that
before, like, I just, like, doing that, like, because I've mostly worked, like, vintage stuff, like, and I know it's, like, financially, it's not, like, economically, like,
it works,
like, the world, it's better to, like, do that,
because you're recycling, essentially, right,
yeah,
and making new clothes,
and also, but I was really, like, doing a lot of, like, impulse buying, sort of, and I've toned that down a lot, but I think it's, like, drinking, I end up spending a lot of money going out, like, because it's, like, you're drinking, then you're also taking cars.
Yeah, you're taking, like, a Uber.
Like, going out to eat, especially when I have, like, I'm trying to, like, be healthier, like, certain things I'm just, like, need to be...
You can be more conscious of.
Yeah.
I think you're doing a good job, but if you get yourself, the way I would do it, in order so that even if your budget stays the same, is I would take the difference that you're going to lose by getting the, being in the 401k up 6% to get the full 6% match, take that little bit out that's going to make the difference out of your savings.
Yeah.
Your savings is making you zero.
Yeah.
Right? And it's there,
it's just like
to prevent emergencies.
Yeah.
What essentially it is, rainy day fund, OSHA fund, a lot of different names.
Yeah.
Then I would get that free money and then see where you are with the raise.
Mm-hmm.
And what we can do is we can do a checkup in the fall, like a 6-month check-in, and maybe you'll have a better idea of, like, where you want to go for a new job.
Yeah.
And budget, like, and have the new apartment.
I'll have, like, the move, because I'm, like, I know moving is going to be...
That's going to cost a little bit.
An expense, and sort of, like, I know I'm going to get my security deposit back, and, like, my next month's rent, those two are just going straight into the apartment.
Or,
like,
or the next,
like,
apartment, yeah.
I'm going to have to pay security deposit again. I'm going to have to, like, supplement it a little bit, so my rent will probably go higher. But then it's, like, I get my tax, I get, like, $600, I think, on my tax return.
So that will go in savings?
Yeah, or it'll go towards, like, I'm gonna have to pay for movers. I'm gonna have to pay. Mm-hmm. I want to get like a new bed, like new mattress, like things like that. I'm gonna have to probably dip into the savings.
That's okay. Even if your savings goes to by supplementing the 401k increase, and then your move, even if your savings goes down to like 7,000, that's okay. That's still a good amount of money in cash, and then you can work on replenishing.
Yeah, I don't know where I got in like my head, and like I've only been at 10,000 for maybe like a year, and then I think I got to 13, and like.
You're diligent about replacing it, so it doesn't concern me if it dips a little, because you worked on getting it.
Yeah, because I do very, I'm like, I can't go below 10, like, I can't go below 10.
You can go by 10, and you can give yourself, and then give yourself a time frame of when you want to build it back up. So say, I'm going to go below 10 because I have these big life events, right? Like, I'm moving, I'm increasing my 401k, I had to buy a computer.
Yeah.
And now I give myself 12 months to get it back, and you could put it as a column. In your spreadsheet of okay, every month I'm gonna put 150 back.
Yeah, so it's why I'm not really good. Like, it's like I do have the spreadsheet and I'm like taking care, like I know it's like all responsible, but I'm like not great at like goal setting, I guess, with like, okay, so I wanna be doing this much, how am I gonna like
get there?
Where am I gonna
The easy way to do it is work your way backwards. So say like, okay, but give yourself, be reasonable, because it sounds like you're hard on yourself.
Yeah.
So say like, okay, 12 or 18 months to get my savings back up, because then you're doing a good job with retirement.
Yeah.
So it's just working on that other savings. So then say, okay, I'll be happier if it's back up to another $2,000. So then figure out your monthly number, and I would just put it in your spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Like emergency fund savings and what you need to spend monthly.
Yeah.
And then you could figure out, because you do daily, which is great. So you can just figure out your daily amount you need to put in there, and you could auto debit it from your checking account, so it goes right in.
Which I like, didn't even realize
you could. Oh, you could do that. Yeah. So have your savings, so you could do it every other week, that if the goal is to put another 100, 150 every other week, you have $50 go back to savings.
Yeah.
Because then it's out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. And that's why it's like very, like, I know I can, like, it's, I just noticed on Bank of America that you can, like, it does, it tracks your spending there.
Yeah, it tracks your spending, and you can set up these auto, because, like, I have it set up for my savings. So then you don't have to worry about it. It just happens on, when your paycheck comes in, it just automatically goes to your savings.
Yeah, and it can't be like, oh, if I didn't put 600 away a month, like, that's so bad.
It's
like,
better to do 150 like, or 200 than nothing.
Yeah.
And give yourself the time, because you're checking all the boxes, but we're trying to check a bunch.
Yeah.
So you have to just give yourself a little bit more time to do it.
Which is fine.
Yeah. But you're doing a great job. I'm so glad that you came in today.
No, I'm glad too. Where it's just like, I knew that I was like, okay, but I was like, I just need someone to help me, like, guide it a little bit more. It's not my parents, like, scaring me into certain
I try not to be scary.
I was like, you're basically saying what they say, but I'm like,
it's a little bit easier not coming from, like, your mom or dad.
Yeah.
But let's do a checkup in the fall.
Okay.
Once you've moved and everything, and you've got that 401k, you got the full match and all the free money.
Yeah.
And then you're looking for a new job.
Yeah.
So that's it for us today here at the Planational Podcast. If you want to learn more about your personal finances, you can check out our class at www.planational.com. And we actually talk about how to contribute to your work plan on that class. Thank you.